চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রী বাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় জগদ্গুরু শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ নিতাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল জয় বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজগাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ্ এসি ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব ভক্তবৃন্দ কি নমাচার্য শ্রীল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি প্রেম সে কহো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রী প্রসাদ শ্রী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কি সমবেত বৈষ্ণব ভক্তবৃন্দ কি নিতাই গৌর প্রমানন্দে হরি হরি মম জ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানঞ্জন শলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরবে নমঃ শ্রী চৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতং যেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপঃ কদা মহ্যম দদাতি স্ব পদান্তিকম বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরু শ্রীযুতপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন্ বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগরজাতম সহগুণরঘুনাথান্বিতং তং সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজনসহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্যদেবম শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণপাদান সহগুণললিতা শ্রী বিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমস্ততে তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী কুশভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়ে মঞ্চাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্য এব চ পতিতানং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবসাদি গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। মুখং করতি বাচালং পঙ্গুং লঙ্ঘয়তি গিরিম যৎকৃপা তমহং বন্দে শ্রীগুরুন্নিনতারিণম পরমানন্দ মাধবম শ্রীচৈতন্যমীশ্বরম। রিডিং ফ্রম শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ক্যান্টো 9 চ্যাপ্টার 18 টেক্সট 28-29 ইজ রিটন অন দ্য বোর্ড। ফার্স্ট আইল রিড 28 মাই সেলফ অ্যান্ড উইল রিসাইট 29 টুগেদার। তথেতি অবস্থিতে প্রাহ দেবজানি মনোগতম পিত্রা দত্তা যত জস্যে সানুগা সানুগা যত মামনু। আফটার হিয়ারিং শুক্রাচার্যস রিকোয়েস্ট বৃষপর্বা এগ্রিড টু ফুলফিল দেবজানিজ ডিজায়ার অ্যান্ড হি অ্যাওয়েটেড হার ওয়ার্ডস। দেবজানি দেন এক্সপ্রেসড হার ডিজায়ার অ্যাজ ফলোস। হোয়েনএভার আই ম্যারি বাই দ্য অর্ডার অফ মাই ফাদার, my friend Sharmishtha must go with me as my maid servant along with her friends. Text 29, which is written on the board, please repeat after me. Pitra datta deva jannai Sharmishtha sanuga tada sanam tad sankatam biksha তদর্থস্য চ গৌরবম্ দেবজানিম পরিয়াচারাত স্ত্রী সহস্রেণ দাসবত। পিত্রা দত্তা দেবজন্যৈ শর্মিষ্ঠা সানুগা তদা সনম তাদ সংকটম বিক্ষ তদর্থস্য চ গৌরবম্ দেবজানিম পরিয়াচারাত স্ত্রী সহস্রেণ দাসবত। পিত্রা দত্তা দেবজন্যৈ শর্মিষ্ঠা সানুগা তদা সনম তাদ সংকটং বিক্ষা তদর্থস্য চ গৌরবম্ দেবজানিম পরিয়াচারাত স্ত্রী সহস্রেণ দাসবত। প্লিজ শর্মিষ্ঠা সানুগা তদা সহনম তদ সংকটম বিক্ষা তদর্থস্য চ গৌরবম্ দেবজানিম পরিয়াচারাত স্ত্রী সহস্রেণ দাসবত। দেবজন্যৈ শর্মিষ্ঠা সানুগা তদা সনম তদ সংকটং বিক্ষা তদর্থস্য চ গৌরবম্ দেবজানিম পরিয়াচারাত স্ত্রী সহস্রেণ দাসবত। মাতাজি পিত্রা দত্তা দেবজন্যৈ ಸರ್ವಿಷ್ಠ ಶಾನುಗತದಾ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಸಹಸ್ರೇಣ ದಾಶಭಾತ್ ಓಕೆ ಸಂಕಟಂ ಭಿಕ್ಷಾ ತದರ್ಥಶ್ಚ ಚ ಗೌರವಂ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಸಹಸ್ರೇಣ ದಾಶಃ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಪಿತ್ರ ಬೈ ದ ಫಾದರ್ ದತ್ತ ಗಿವೆನ್ ದೇವಜನ್ನೈ ಆನ್ ಟು ದೇವಜಾನಿ ದ ಡಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಶುಕ್ರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶರ್ಮಿಷ್ಠ ದ ಡಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಿಷಪರ್ಬ ಶಾನುಗ ವಿತ್ ಹರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ತದಾ ಎಟ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಶಾನಂ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ತತ್ ದಟ್ ಸಂಕಟಂ ಡೇಂಜರಸ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಭಿಕ್ಷ ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ತತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಅರ್ಥಶ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಚ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗೌರವಂ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ನೆಸ್ ದೇವಜಾನಿಂ ಆನ್ ಟು ದೇವಜಾನಿ ಪರ್ಯಚರತ್ ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಸಹಸ್ರೇನ ವಿತ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ ವುಮೆನ್ ದಾಶವತ್ acting as a slave translation and purport by his divine grace ac bhaktivedanta swami srila prabhupad srila prabhupad ki translation vrishaparbha wisely thought that shukracharya's displeasure would bring danger and that his pleasure would bring material gain therefore He carried out Shukracharya's order and served him like a slave. He gave his daughter Sharmishtha to Devajani and Sharmishtha served Devajani like a slave along with thousands of other women. Purport. In the beginning of these affairs concerning Sharmishtha and Devajani, we saw that Sharmishtha had many friends. Now these friends became maidservants of Devajani. When a girl married a Kshatriya king, it was customary for all her girlfriends to go with her to her husband's house. For instance, when Vasudeva married Devaki, the mother of Krishna, he married all six of her sisters, and she also had many friends who accompanied her. A king would maintain not only his wife, but also the many friends and maidservants of his wife. Some of these maidservants would become pregnant and give birth to children. Such children were accepted as Dashiputra, the sons of the maidservant, and the king would maintain them. The female population is always greater than the male, but since a woman needs to be protected by a man, The king would maintain many girls who acted either as friends or as maidservants of the queen. In the history of Krishna's household life, we find that Krishna married 16,108 wives. These were not maidservants, but direct queens. And Krishna expanded himself into 16,108 forms to maintain different establishments for each and every wife. This is not possible for ordinary men. Therefore, although the kings had to maintain many, many servants and wives, not all of them had different establishments.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Sharupa Damodara Swaminiti Namine Namasad Bhaktamane Munipurudbhavaya Cha Prabhupada Lashadbani Pracharanirataya নমম বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামিনীতি নামিনী নমস্তে সারস্বতী দেবী গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণী নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পশ্চাত্য দেশধারিণী। সো আই উড লাইক টু আস্ক ব্লেসিং অফ অল দ্য ডিভোটিস, এস্পেশালি সিনিয়র ডিভোটিস, প্লিজ ব্লেস মি সো দ্যাট আই ক্যান স্পিক ফিউ ওয়ার্ডস অ্যান্ড গ্লোরিফিকেশন অফ লর্ড অ্যান্ড হিজ ডিভোটিস। So you have been hearing these pastimes for last maybe few weeks. King Jajati, this story is very famous, it is also mentioned in Mahabharat. Story of Jajati is also mentioned in Mahabharat. Jajati, he was a king, and he married Devajani, who was a Brahmin, was a daughter of a Brahmin. And according to Vedic culture, a Kshatriya generally doesn't marry Brahmin wife because Brahmins are in higher position. So generally, man of a higher position can marry a girl equal to him or lower to his gradation. But in some cases, in exceptional cases, sometimes the husband of lower caste can also marry higher classes. This is called pratilom. Prati means not very comfortable. If the wife is from higher class and husband is from lower class, adjustment sometimes becomes little difficult. But because this was arranged by providence, the original story is like this. The son of Brihaspati, Koch, his name is Koch, son of Brihaspati. So he wanted to learn Mrita Sanjivini. Mrita Sanjivini means if somebody dies, there are some mantras by which, by power of mantra, a dead body can be made alive. A dead person can be made alive by chanting some mantra or some medicine or mantra. So that is called Mrita Sanjivini. Mrita Sanjivini. Sanjivini means to become alive, and Mrita means dead. A dead person can become alive, and only Shukracharya in the whole universe. Shukracharya knew this secret, Mrita Sanjivani secret. So Brihaspati, the guru of demigods, sent his son Koch to learn this Sanjivani mantra, Mrita Sanjivani mantra, to Shukracharya. Although Shukracharya was the guru of demons and Brihaspati is guru of demigods, externally they have some inimical relation, not so sweet relation. But still, as a teacher, teachers are by nature impartial. Although Shukracharya knew he is coming from our opposite camp, opposite community, but still, because he is a teacher, so he accepted Koch to teach Mrita Sanjivini. And Koch was staying in Shukracharya's house for many days, and he learned this Mrita Sanjivini. There are so many interesting stories, but I am just telling the gist. So then, naturally, when he was staying in Shukracharya's house, Shukracharya's daughter Devajani had chances to meet him, to speak to him, and in this way she grew some affection, attraction to Koch. And finally, Devajani approached Koch and requested him to marry her. So Koch refused. Koch thought, first of all, I am coming from the community of demigods, and she is my guru's daughter. Due to different reasons and emotions, he refused. He told, no, I cannot accept your proposal. So Devajani became very angry.
she could not imagine that she will be refused. She is also qualified and she is also beautiful. So she could not understand, she could not expect that she will be refused. So she cursed Koch, because you have refused me, then you will forget this Mrita Sanjeevini. Whatever you have learned from my father, you will forget. So Koch understood that without any offense, practically without any offense, she cursed me. So he also became angry. And he cursed, "You cannot marry any Brahmin." This was a very soft curse. "You cannot marry any Brahmin in your life." Because Koch was Brahmin. And Debjani was Brahmin. I mean, although in demoniac family, but she was, Shukracharya was a Brahmin, priest. So, generally, a Brahmin gets married with Brahmin. So, Koch cursed, "You can never get married with a Brahmin." So, due to that curse, in those days, you know, especially Koch is from a demigod, you know, family. So, even human, in those days, even human, whatever the utter, even ordinary human, in Satya, Treta, Dapur, even ordinary human, whatever the utter, would become effective. People are so powerful spiritually. So, because Koch cursed that she can never marry any Brahmin, so that was, then next time, I mean later on, it was arranged by Providence that she had to marry Jajati, who was not a Brahmin, who was a Kshatriya. And you know the whole story. I am sure it has been repeated by many speakers. So, after, you know, Debjani went to her father very angrily when she was you know, pushed into a dark well, and she was crying, "Help, help." I'm trying to bring the link, that she was crying, "Help, help." At that time, Jajati was in the forest, and Jajati could find that girl, she was naked, and Jajati just with his one hand, he lifted Debjani from well. And then in Vedic culture, if some man touches some unmarried girl's hand, then he becomes husband. I mean, panigrahan, in Sanskrit it is called panigrahan, simply by touching hand. That means in those days culture was so strict. Nowadays, what to speak of touching hand? Handshake is very common, no? What to speak of handshake? I have seen unmarried boys and girls hugging, you know. So the culture has become very, 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 you know, shudra culture, low culture. In those days, the distance between man and woman were maintained so strictly. Some girls were called Ashurjasparsha, something. She could never see even sunlight. Similar culture is there in many community. Muslim girls, they cover their body. Everywhere, this is respected. Covering body, maintaining distance from opposite sex. This is respected throughout the world. Throughout the world, this is respected. Even today, those who are not obeying this, they are also respecting this culture to maintain distance. To maintain distance from the opposite sex. But in Vedic time, it was more strict. So simply if one man touches the hand of one girl, naturally it is expected that the boy becomes husband. So Debjani, she knew that Koch cursed me, that I cannot marry any Brahmin. And this man is not a Brahmin, he is a king. In those days, simply by seeing turban and everything, people could understand who is Brahmin, who is Kshatriya. The dress itself was, they were putting different dresses. People of different class, different varna and ashram, they were using different kinds of dresses. Simply by seeing the dress, you can understand. So, Debjani understood, and Debjani also got attracted to Jajati. He was a king, handsome king, and Debjani herself was a very beautiful girl. So she openly requested Jajati that actually according to the arrangement, by the arrangement of providence, you have touched my hand, so it is natural that I expect you as my husband. First time in my life a man has touched my hand. And not only that, according to my previous history, I will not get any Brahmin husband. I am supposed to marry some lower caste, so I have no objection, although I am from a Brahmin family, but I want to marry you. And Jajati also accepted this proposal, and they went to Shukracharya, Devajani's father, who sanctioned, okay, it is possible. And Devajani narrated the whole story, how she was pushed into a dark well, how she was offended and insulted. She was very furious. And by seeing the angry mood of his daughter, Shukracharya also got infected. And he rushed to the king that how your daughter Sharmishta dare to insult my daughter. If you don't settle this quarrel, if you don't settle this problem, there will be some danger. And Sharmishta's father, he was a matured Kshatriya, he could understand that Brahminical power is always higher than Kshatriya power. Brahminical power, simply by words, they could do havoc. Anybody who is practicing austerity, practicing pure life, spiritual life, who is maintaining purity, minimum 12 years. Anybody, even in this age, who is maintaining purity, minimum 12 years, the word will become like mantra. Your word becomes like mantra. You have heard the story of Gandhari. She was a very chaste lady, very faithful, 100% good character. She was very faithful to her husband. Although her husband was not a very advanced person, not a good devotee, practically speaking, not devotee at all, but she was very faithful and chaste. Only due to her this quality, she acquired so much power that before the war of Kurukshetra, she told her son that you come to me and I will open my, that cloth she was tying her eyes, I'll open my eyes and I'll see your body, and simply by seeing you, your body will become completely as strong as thunderbolt and nobody can kill you. And she told you come naked so that I can make your whole body very strong. So you know the story. But the point is that how she achieved this power? Simply by seeing, she could make one body invincible. Nobody could kill her son. So where from she got this power? The power she achieved from chastity, from austerity. There are stories in Puranas that one lady even stopped sunrise. Perhaps you might have heard this story. That one lady, she stopped sunrise because she was chaste. So, we believe or not believe, not only for women, even for men, maintaining purity, as Prabhupada used to say, purity is the force. Purity is the force. If you maintain purity, you achieve power. And this is Brahmin's power. The power of Brahmin comes from their purity, austerity, tapasya, chanting, spiritual practice. When someone maintains spiritual purity, automatically he achieves some power. And that power is more than power of the Kshatriyas. Kshatriyas' power is mainly bodily power. Bahubal, bodily power, mainly. And Brahmin's power is spiritual power. So that's why Brahmin's power is always higher than Kshatriya's power. And you know the story of Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra was a Kshatriya. But when he realized that Brahminical power is much more stronger than Kshatriya power, then he himself started to, to practice how to become a Brahmin, and finally he became successful. He became a Brahmin. In this way, there are many stories to achieve higher type of power. Kshatriya also sometimes they turned themselves into Brahmin. So here, Vishwaparba, as he is a matured king, his daughter Sharmishta was immature. She could not understand the power of a Brahmin. That's why she was insulting and offending Devjani without understanding the power of a Brahmin. But their father, Sharmishta's father could understand. No, this is a serious offense. If I cannot please my guru, then he will curse me, he will curse my daughter, he will curse my citizens, and everything will be spoiled. All will die. But if I can please him, maybe he will give me some blessings and I will be benefited both materially and spiritually. So considering like this, he immediately touched the feet of Devajani and asked, "You, what do you want? Please tell me. How can I please you? Because if I please you, your father will be pleased." So Devjani, she told, "Because your daughter offended me, she should become my maid servant." And not only she, all her friends and all her maid servants will become my maid servant. And then father said, Devjani's father said, "Okay, granted." Actually, here Devjani did some mistake. Just to take revenge, she invited Sharmishta to her house. In Bengali, there is a saying that khal kete kumir daka. Khal kete kumir daka in Bengali. Says that you dig a canal to invite a crocodile. Suppose crocodile is living in the river, and you make a tunnel, you make a canal from river to your house to facilitate the crocodile to enter into your house. So Devjani did similar mistake. Devjani should have thought that I am putting this condition, inviting Sharmishta to live with me. And naturally, she is the daughter of a king, very attractive, beautiful. And any moment my husband may become distracted. That she did not think. And actually, it happened later on. You know the story. Shukracharya also anticipated. And Shukracharya told, after marriage of Devajani with Jajati, Shukracharya told Jajati that be careful, don't sleep with this Sharmishta. Don't mate with her. So, father-in-law, senior person, ordered, Jajati told, "Okay, I'll obey." But later on, Sharmishta, when she saw that Devjani got child, then she also approached Jajati, "Can I have a child from you?" In those days, according to Kshatriya Dharma, if any lady approaches a Kshatriya to have child, it is the duty of a Kshatriya to give child. This is part of Kshatriya Dharma. All these Varnashrama Dharmas are actually, there are prescribed rules and regulations. How a Kshatriya should behave, how a Brahmin should behave. All written prescriptions are there in Manu Sanghita and different scriptures. So then, Jajati was in a dilemma. From one side, he promised to his father-in-law that he will never mate with Sharmishta. And it is also Kshatriya Dharma to fulfill the request of a girl, especially girl like Sharmishta, who is like his wife. Because all these maid servants and friends of the queen are considered to be the wife of the king. So he accepted Sharmishtha's proposal, and he produced 3 children in the womb of Sharmishtha. And these things cannot be kept hidden. Everything can be kept hidden, but these things cannot be kept hidden. Chanakya Pandit said that if you keep millions of soldiers if someone is engaged in illicit sex and ask millions of soldiers, you keep it secret that nobody knows it, then it will be spread like fire. The news will be spread like fire, So anyway, then Devjani could understand that my husband, mated with Sharmishtha, and she became again furious. And she went to meet her father and again complained. It looks like Devjani was a very pet child of her father. So then Shukracharya cursed Jajati that you become old. So then Jajati came to Shukracharya. See, you have cursed me to become old. Then what about your daughter? How your daughter will live? She will marry again or what? So, in Vedic culture, husband means one time. So, Shukracharya understood, due to my anger, I committed a mistake. Then, because cursed is uttered, it cannot be withdrawn. So then Shukracharya told, okay, you can do one thing. If you can exchange your old age with some young boy, then you can enjoy life again. You can again produce children like this. So then Jajati became shameless. This is one of the symptoms of sensual life. Prahlad Maharaj gave a list of drawbacks of sensual life. Indriyani, mano, prano, atma, dharma, dhritir, moti, hri, sri, stejo, sriti, shattam, jasya, nashanti, janmana. These things are spoiled, those who are engaged in sense gratification. These things are spoiled. Number one, indriyani, senses, eyes, ear. The more you enjoy life, the more your senses becomes invalid quickly. You get immature old age. The more you enjoy, especially sex life, the more you enjoy, the more you meet with immature old age. Indriyani. Mono, mind becomes polluted. All the time, even in old age, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commented that people commit lesser sin in youth. They commit more sin in old age. In old age, especially the sinners, those whole life they are committing crimes, in old age they cannot give it up. And they become completely absorbed in sinful thoughts. In this way, it is commentary from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In general people, a general mass of people, they commit more sin in old age. In youth, of course, if they get bad association, they commit sinful activities. But in old age, when they become habituated, they cannot give it up. Until and unless they get very serious spiritual training, they cannot give it up. In old age, they become more sinful. So mind becomes polluted. And mind becomes polluted means your future is dark. Because whatever you think like animal, next life you become animal. So future is dark. So indriyani, mano, prana. Prana means your life here becomes troublesome. There are 5 types of air within our body. Prana, pan, something like this. But this air becomes polluted. It gives you trouble, creates many diseases, internal disease, external disease. Indriyani, mano, prana, atma. Atma means you forget your soul. You forget your soul. That means you become completely materialistic. Atma, dharma.
you neglect your religious duty. When you become sensual, you don't care for religious duty. If you are very much attracted to sensual enjoyment, somebody may tell, oh, today is Ekadashi, don't do this. I don't care. When you become sensual, too much sensual, attracted to, you know, sensual enjoyment, sensual pleasure, then dharma, you ignore dharma. You don't care for dharma. Atma dharma. Dhriti means determination is lost. You promise, okay, from now onwards I will not smoke. From now onwards I will not mix with girls. You promise. Promise will not last. It will not last for a long time because your determination will be lost. By so much engagement in sensual life, determination is lost. Atma dharma dhritir moti. Moti means good intelligence is lost. Atma dharma dhritir moti. Hari. Shyness is lost. So here, the example of how Jajati lost his shyness. He is approaching his son. He approached his eldest son. My dear son, my sexual desire is not fulfilled. Now I am cursed by my father-in-law. I have got these old age. I cannot enjoy sex anymore. But he told, if someone exchanges youth with my old age, then I can enjoy life again. So would you be kind enough to exchange your youth with my old age? So, do you think this is normal to ask own son? I heard in Western countries, father and son together they go to some nightclub, and I don't know. I just heard, you know, in some class. So shyness is gone. Shyness is gone, and this is Prahlad Maharaj is telling, that you lose shyness when you are engaged in sensual life. You lose your shyness. Jajati lost it, but he was refused by his first son, eldest son, Jadu. Jadu said, no, my dear father. Actually, Krishna appeared in Jadu dynasty. So sometimes people think that Jadu refused the request of his father, then how Krishna favored his family? The answer is that actually Jadu thought, if I exchange my youth to my father and I take old age, I cannot serve Krishna. This youth is given by God to serve God. And if I am old, how can I serve God? So I want to serve God. And if I give this youth to my father, he will enjoy, he will spoil it. He will spoil my youth. So I want to keep my youth so that I can serve God. With this mood, he denied. And that's why Krishna became pleased. God became pleased. And later on, Krishna appeared in Jadu dynasty. This is the main reason. But anyway, he approached one by one his sons. Finally, he approached the children of Sharmishta. The youngest son was Puru. And Jajati asked him, can I exchange my youth? He was practically begging, you know, can I exchange my youth? Can I exchange my old age to your youth, with your youth? So Puru, he was very faithful. External morality, you know. The son is faithful to father. So externally he was a moral person and he was a very good son. So he accepted. Okay, my dear father, you take my youth. So in this way he exchanged his youth. He exchanged his old age with his son, and then he enjoyed for thousands of years. After thousands of years of enjoyment, he realized, na jatu kamo kamana mupubhogeno sammati havisha krishnam vartmevo bhuyo eva vivardate. If you put ghee, clarified butter, in fire, to satisfy fire, do you think fire will be satisfied? That I have given you one spoon, be satisfied. And you give two spoons, be satisfied. Three spoons, be satisfied. The more you supply ghee to fire, fire is never satisfied. Fire will need more ghee, no? The more you supply, the more it will be burning.
So our sensual desires are like this. The more you enjoy, people have a wrong conception. Once upon a time, I was distributing books. One man instructed me and advised me, if you don't enjoy life, you cannot renounce. There is some truth in it. That's why Grihastha Ashram is there. Limited enjoyment is needed. But Prabhupada said enjoyment is like salt. Material enjoyment is like salt. If you mix so much of salt with your curry or with your rice, you cannot eat. And if you don't take salt, zero salt, that also generally we cannot eat. Especially in Bengal, without salt, we cannot eat. So salt is needed, but not too much, not too less. Similarly, sense gratification is needed, but it should be in the control, under the regulation of Shastra. Shastra has given permission. Up to this much, it is needed. More than this, it is not needed. Sometimes people say that ISKCON theory of sense gratification is wrong. Sometimes they say like this. Prabhupada said that a grihastha, if he wants to have child, only then he can have association with his wife. And it is proved many times that to maintain that high standard is very, very difficult. Prabhupada answered that actually if a student wants to get first division, then he may get second division. If someone wants to get second division, he may get third division. If someone wants to get third division, he may fail. Anyway, targets and standards should be kept high. And this is the only test of our spiritual advancement, how much we are saturated with Krishna consciousness. This test is always there, and if we can pass this test, the earlier is better. But Prabhupada's standard we cannot criticize. Prabhupada put a high standard, and according to our ability and sincerity, we will be in different grades, closer to that standard. So anyway, so this Jajati, shamelessly he approached his son, and finally his youth was exchanged with Puru. And after enjoying for many years, he realized the fact that by enjoyment we can never satisfy our desire. Najatu kamo kamana mupubhagana shammati. By enjoyment of sex life, you can never be satisfied. Na jatu kamo kamana mupabhagana shammati havisha krishna vartmeva bhuava vivartate. The more you put ghee in fire, fire will never be satisfied, rather fire will increase. Prabhupada told the story of Birbal and Akbar. Once Akbar asked Birbal that when do you think that people become free from this, sex desire. Then Birbal told, till the moment of death. So then Akbar said, no, I have some doubt. Then Birbal said, okay, I can prove you. So at that time, one of his ministers was, in the deathbed. He was going to die. And Birbal told, okay, let us go to see him. Birbal knew, this minister whole life he was enjoying life. So Birbal knew this minister is actually a very sinful man. So then he requested Akbar, you come with me and please come with your daughter. They are like friends, Birbal and Akbar, they are like friends. So Akbar and Birbal and Akbar's daughter, they came to see that man was going to die, maybe within 1 or 2 days he will die. So at that time, this old man, he was unable to speak. He was speaking very, in a very feeble words, and he was looking left and right. And every few moments, he was looking at the young daughter of Akbar. Every few moments, maximum time he was looking at the daughter. So then Birbal, you know, he looked at Akbar and he told, understood? That means his attention is not to you or to me. His attention is to this girl. Anyway, so these things are always there. Even after becoming devotee, one devotee told Prabhupada that I am free from this, you know, material, you know, this sex desire. Prabhupada did not believe. As long as this body is there, these things will always disturb. But this disturbance doesn't mean that you are disqualified. This disturbance will be always there. Prabhupada gave the example of, you know, cows in the marketplace. In Bengal, you will find many marketplaces where they are selling sweets in the open market. They are making jalebi in the open market. Sometimes cows are passing and they see jalebi, you know jalebi. And just by extending their tongue, they try to swallow one or two jalebis. And the sweet maker also, he keeps one stick. He knows the cow or any monkey, anything may come. So he start beating. So Prabhupada says that human beings are also walking in the market, but they don't do like cow. He also has desire to enjoy sweets. And the cow also has desire to enjoy sweet. Only difference is that cow doesn't know how to control. And human being, they know how to control. So as long as the body is there, this materialistic desire will be there. And Vedic culture has given a lot of facilities. It doesn't deny dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamo shmi bharatar shava. Krishna says, I am regulated sex life. It is not denied. In Vedic culture, even polygamy was allowed. Divorce was not allowed. Polygamy was allowed. If you don't like husband or wife, if you don't like each other, still husband's duty is to give full maintenance. Nowadays, after divorce, they get something like, you know, some, you know, maybe 5,000 rupees or, you know, 10,000 rupees per month. Husband gives after divorce. But in Vedic culture, even if you don't like your wife, you have to give full maintenance, whole life. Full maintenance, not 5,000 or not 10,000. Full maintenance you have to give. So divorce was not there. If you don't like, you can accept another wife. But divorce was not allowed. So in this way, especially the kings, they used to marry, because they are rich people, they could maintain many wives, as Prabhupada mentioned. And the purport, the king and rich people, even ordinary poor people used to have two wives, three wives like this. If you read Mahabharata, you will find so many. But the age has changed. Now it is Kali Yuga. It is difficult to maintain even one wife. And our, you know, the people are not strong. They have economic problem. Due to many reasons, Prabhupada did not encourage this. Especially in ISKCON, it is strictly prohibited, because ISKCON is a movement of renunciation. Mahaprabhu Bhakta Ganir Bhairagya Pradhan Jahadiki Pritahan Gaura Bhagavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased to see if you minimize your, you know, sensual desire, if you are in the mood of renunciation, it pleases Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada also accepted the same mood for ISKCON. Although polygamy is accepted in Vedic culture, but Prabhupada discouraged it. He did not entertain it in ISKCON, and also modern law doesn't entertain it. Thank you very much. Time is almost finished. 5 minutes left. If you have any question or comment.
Yeah, in the Corinthians it said that women should be not heard in the church. And then I started to read the Srimad Bhagavatam. The first thing that I saw when I opened the Bhagavatam, started reading it, was how women's perfection, their glorious perfection of life, was to be completely chaste to their husbands. And starting with the story that you gave of Gandhari, how chaste she was to Dhritarashtra, and chaste and submissive, even though he was a loser, she was glorious for her chastity. And then, as I read the Bhagavatam, I came across statements that said women should never take sannyas, women should not become heads of state. And then, when Senior Mataji, she reads the same book, she doesn't see any of those things. She sees that the Bhagavatam says women should become gurus, warriors on the battle of Kurukshetra, the heads of state, presidents, or prime ministers. So, they have, and politically correct Prabhu, he's telling me that all these statements about, that and from the Shastras, that about women that, you know, like it says in this purport that women are envious of one another, you know, and then they say, well, that doesn't refer to Hari Bol women, you know. If Devayani and Samista had become devotees, then they would have acted like angels. So they're suggesting that Prabhupada's books should be rewritten and changed. Anything that offends, that seems offensive to women or gays or bahukas or what Prabhupada calls the Red Indians, all those things should be changed, taken out of the books, and then the books will be accommodating. So the question comes up, these statements by Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas from the Shastras that appear to be offensive in today's day and age, are they actually, is Prabhupada really down on women, or are they quoting from the Shastras for a good purpose, like to protect society, to give the proper behavior that's helpful?
Actually, due to the, you know, practice of modern culture, it is difficult to digest Vedic culture. In Vedic culture, generally women, they used to stay at home, not used to earn money. Nowadays, people are very poor, you know. In general, people are very poor. That's why husband is earning, son is earning, daughter is earning, wife is earning. But in Vedic time, the general rule was that only husband will earn, only the father or husband will earn. The children will not go for earning until they are matured. They will not go for earning. The wife, it is an insult to wife to, you know, send her to earn money. Prabhupada said very clearly, it is an insult to the wife to send her to, just like it is an insult to a child to send to earn money. If I tell my small child, go and earn money, even by modern law it is considered as, you know, crime. The children, it is called child labor. Similarly, in Vedic concept, a good wife who has a qualified husband should not be sent. Even I heard from some rickshawpuller, his wife was a maid servant, you know, working in different houses. And he told me, I don't like it that my wife is going to different houses to work like a maid servant. And it is risky, because then she will have chance to mix with other people. Anytime anything can happen. So it is not very prestigious. And nowadays, you may say, no, maid servant is not prestigious, but working in some very high class, you know, company is prestigious. But it is giving a free chance to intermingle. It is giving a chance to intermingle. In this way, the standard of chastity is disturbed. Standard of Vedic chastity is disturbed. So that's why it is preferable. Even at home, you have ocean of work. Who will maintain home? Either husband or wife. If both husband is going outside to work and wife is going outside to work, who will look after the children? Maid servant? Then they will imbibe maid servant culture. And in many houses it is happening. They learn everything from maid servant. Because husband is going for work, wife is going for work, and they get only association of maidservant, and they learn all this nonsense from maidservant. Actually, whom should be paid attention? If you want to get a happy life, whom should be given maximum attention? And that duty, according to Vedic culture, is given to the ladies, because by nature they have, you know, nursing, you know. Even in my school I have seen, ladies are good for the children. They have this nursing, you know, natural, you know, propensity of nursing. So in nursery school, ladies become better teacher than gents. So they are good, by nature they are, you know, good in home science, and home become peaceful in this way. So according to Vedic culture, the ladies should take care of house, and husband should take responsibility to earn money. And it is the duty of husband to see that wife is not distracted, and it is the duty of wife to see that husband's mind is not distracted. It is the duty of wife to see that husband is not attracted to other women. It is the duty of wife. So it is a reciprocal protection. Husband gives protections to wife, and wife gives protection to husband. So anyway, Prabhupada, he was not afraid to speak what is written in the Shastra, and he never compromised with Shastra. If Shastra says woman should be like this, woman should be like this. Not that because modern culture says woman should become prime minister, woman should become like this, you know. Modern culture says so many things, but we have to respect Vedic culture. Modern culture may externally be attractive, and especially when we are very habituated, very much habituated with modern culture, we think sometimes these are offensive. The Prabhupada said offensive statement. But it is not offensive. It is due to our lack of understanding. It is due to our poor Shudra training. We are trained as Shudra. That's why it is difficult for us to understand the depth and future benefit what we get from this. Okay, our Brajendranandan, Rajendranandan Prabhu, please.
Thank you Prabhu for a wonderful class. When I heard this question, I thought of something that His Holiness Radhanath Swami has said, and that was, if you want to understand the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, you have to understand how he lived the teachings. You have to understand the life of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada never deviated, or Srila Prabhupada always promoted the Supreme Absolute Truth and the standard of unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. Simultaneously, one-on-one with any individual, some people, in fact, his godbrothers or many people would say, oh, Swamiji is compromising the Vedic standards or principles of scripture. But the reality of it is, whatever can help the person, the conditioned soul, to take to Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada was very encouraging in that way. So similarly for ourselves, we should hold ourselves to the strictest standards, but it's an instruction of Srila Prabhupada when we're looking at others or even trying to help others. If we are not compassionate and understanding and tolerant in their inability to follow certain standards, then we'll not be able to help them. And yeah. Srila Prabhupada wanted to help everyone take to Krishna consciousness. So it may seem like a dichotomy, but both things are there. Strictest, highest standards, but simultaneously one-on-one. Yeah. I mean, I could give so many countless examples.
Very nice point. Prabhupada says, never leave ISKCON and never leave spiritual life. In Jaiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, under all circumstances, you should continue devotional life. Even if you are fallen, even if you are unable to follow any rules and regulations, under any circumstances, devotional life should not be given up. It should be maintained, we should never give up the struggle. We should never give up devotional practice under any circumstances. Even if you are unable to maintain the standard. This is one side. The side of mercy, as Prabhu told, rightly told. Side of mercy is there. And Prabhupada has given, in his ISKCON organization, Prabhupada has given maximum mercy. Prabhupada also said, under any circumstances, don't leave ISKCON. So under any circumstances means under any circumstances, don't leave ISKCON. So that means spiritual life, practice of spiritual life, especially hearing and all this devotional practice, should be continued under any circumstances. This is the mercy side. At the same time, we must know the standard also. How to maintain, four regulative principles, chastity, this, that. Standard is also very high and mercy is also extreme. So, both are accepted side by side. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. I stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Samabhata Vishnu Bhakta Brindaki Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhagavatam.